Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Episode of Talus Evolved.
Is that what we're doing?
Care Bears Take Manhattan?
Shut
oh, wait, that's your game.
That's my game, is Care Bears Reloaded.
Care Bears Reloaded, yes.
I thought it was Rainbow Bright Hour.
No, it's Care Bears Reloaded.
Rainbow Bright Hour is the next one.
Guest starring the My Little Ponies and the Gummy Bears.
Damn it.
Alright. Now that we've actually started the podcast rolling, does anyone actually remember what floor you were on when we stopped?
The top one.
We were climbing down from the... We were near the top.
We had just defeated the bad guys.
Yes.
And liberated the entire house.
Unfortunately, that's a lie.
Dude.
So, we had just... Wherever the tower was,
yeah.
We had just gotten down from the tower because that big demon guy was trying to crash through the wall with his dog dudes.
Yes, as I recall, we had
and then Tim blew them all up, and we won that way.
Yes.
That's
with,
also
with
a lot,
some help from Ella. Ella had a nicely placed...
She tossed a thermal detonator.
A thermal detonator, yes.
Nice. It was,
thermal detonator being a consecrate ground.
Then we were saved by Ewoks.
And then we were saved by Ewoks.
Right.
That Ewok.
Jeremy, would you mind grabbing this fine timer there?
Hi!
And hurling it at somebody? Okay.
Hurling it at...
Cat,
maybe?
Right here.
Hi.
All right.
Oh, look, we have a large demon cat on the table. Oh, but it's so cute.
I know.
It's hard.
It's so hard being you.
It's hard being
you. You don't get any respect. Nobody likes you.
Okay, as I recall,
you're filled with
yes,
me.
You guys are all in here.
Yes, we were on that floor. And we had just beaten... defeated the demon guy.
Yes.
And the stupid phasing lady.
Yes. For some reason, honey, you're covered in barbecue sauce.
What? Why am I covered in barbecue sauce?
Oh, I forgot about that.
And you have big signs on you that say, tasty, come get some.
Oh, great.
Free, take one.
They were
just remember, I was running your character last time.
Damn it.
Against your express wishes, I was running your character.
Well, it started out with Melissa running it.
Yeah.
And then it became me.
Then eventually. Oh, I just didn't want you to kill me, like you tried to do so many times before. That's all.
And I decided it was I didn't let him do anything that wasn't reasonable.
Except for the barbecue sauce. Oh,
except no, for barbecue, I thought the
barbecue sauce was completely.
Oh, and you put it, if you put a pack in there, that's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because I didn't have any flying bases.
Yeah, so. But those worked just fine. Nice. Those are awesome.
That's funny.
All right.
And so they actually glow in the dark, too.
I need some curses. For, you know, all those times that we played.
Hey, Robin? Could you pass the curses this way for Melissa?
Curses. It's not
Here. Okay, I'll go directly.
That's
not right. You guys don't get...
I'll go carry it up. That's funny.
Considering that you guys can't actually level up until you have an extended rest, shall we, for the sake of expediency, say you wander back down to Connell's room?
Yeah, so we'd want to go down there and tell him about dispatching the ugly bitch that he doesn't like anyway. I'm sure he, in his ghostly way, he's probably somewhat happy.
Yes, he's very happy. And then now, mostly, all he has to do is worry about the one character.
We're working on that. There's a chaos spirit, yes.
Yes, try that.
Of course. We're working on that. One step at a time. So if we go down and we rest, that'll be awesome.
Alright, so you guys go down and you rest. Connell watches you in that. Watches you when you sleep, and that way
in
you
that creepy way.
I feel kind of dirty whenever he watches me when I sleep.
Is it because you feel his ghostly breath on your neck?
Yeah, I don't like ghosts being that close to me.
Despite Connell's presence, it is nicer sleeping in here than it is in
the dirty whore's room.
Yeah, so anything is nicer than sleeping in the dirty whore's room, let's be honest.
It also just feels nicer in here. I mean, you kind of have this on-edge feeling whenever you're around. It always looks like, you know, you're constantly something, it looks like something moves out of the corner of your eye or something like that, or... You're almost asleep.
There's a creepy disembodied voice saying, you know...
I need to eat.
Or there's that creepy disembodied voice that this time says, chaos is the key.
Yeah, bite me.
And it seems to come, like, right at that time that you're almost asleep, and the voice comes in and pops you awake. And so it just feels better being in here with Connell. It feels safer.
That's a trick.
Right there.
Okay. The white.
The white
dice of death! Used to be a body dice.
Yes.
Body target dice.
She's not that helpful.
No. Kitty?
No, she's going to knock over the cup.
Yes, I remember I made those.
Here, no.
Yes. Unfortunately, it did not last.
No.
Oh, no,
Kitty, get your nose out.
Come here.
Moxie.
Moxie.
I hope she got the sprayer.
Moxie.
Moxie, you get the hell off the table.
Down. Phantom cat.
We'll just tape it to the wall with drywall tape.
It doesn't really stick, so that's not
there. Velcro. Just get a wall of Velcro. Meow.
Give her some time. She'll climb up the wall herself.
It's true.
Yeah, we know. We watched her.
Spider cat. Okay.
Meanwhile, as Eric's trying to, you know, tell us stuff, and we're, you know.
I'm not repeating myself. I'm just saying.
Well, we heard you that there was, you know.
Yeah, flavor text.
yeah, we feel better in this room.
Read the shirt, Eric. Read the shirt.
Yeah.
I think Ethan's calling you a carpet bagger again. I don't know what that means. But
it should just go without saying. Eric is a carpet bagger. Mm-hmm.
I think Ethan's, you know, using his printer again in that, you know. Hey.
No.
This is not mine.
Okay.
I think it's yours.
I have no evidence.
We have cross contamination. Nobody panic!
Everybody, nobody panic!
It's not mine!
We have cross contamination with dice.
Oh, I know what it is. It goes in Spank.
Holy crap, cat! It's like we don't give you water or food.
Yes, throwing poker chips at the cat will
the juror
any further behavior.
Yeah, will certainly be something. I don't think it'll, you know...
It took care of it.
It'll get you the desired behavior.
All right. So basically now, as far as I can tell, there's only really one kind of... You guys haven't really explored the Western Tower. And that's because that's where the Cobblepan lives.
Right.
And there are at least a couple of different ways to get up there. You can either come at it from below, or you can kind of come at it from above.
I'm thinking from death from above.
Death from above? I'd rather not. Are we raining death on him from above, or...?
My theory is high ground is better than low ground.
Yes. we're staying with...
Let's see here. As far as you can tell, he probably lives...
In a pineapple in under the sea? Oh, yeah.
That's a pineapple?
Minus experience points to you.
Yes. That's fascinating. Where are you even searching? Okay. From what you can get out of Tonnell, he probably lives in this room right here on the fifth level.
Uh-huh.
But he comes up here quite a lot.
He's obviously upstairs.
Yes!
Well, he's clearly upstairs.
Well, I think one thing we definitely want to do is go check out where the demon was resting, see what was up there.
Okay.
And that we're gonna have to go up to that anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't you do that?
Okay. Spider-Man.
No, you won't.
I will try. Thank
you. But let's see, the demon.
The demon was
way the hell up there.
Looks like we might need a longer table. This is more or less.
Then we're going to need an intercom system to talk to people at the
hall.
Yeah. Let's go check out where the demon was. We might run into Cobbleman on the way anyway. Because if he wanders about up here, we might spot him. But if we go back into that room where we defeated the demon and go up those stairs to here, we can go in here, basically.
Do we need a scout? I got a random bird. I don't know where the hell he came from.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
It just swooped in.
He was there when I was when I woke up. He was just there looking at me.
He escaped the chest. Hey.
I tried chasing him away, and he's just like. Mm.
Did he have a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know.
Mm. Did he ask you how many licks it takes to get to the center?
No.
Okay.
So do you guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's go back and go up into here, and then let's check out where the demon was, and then go over there to do the cop.
Okay, so you're gonna walk up the. You're gonna go back to the room that you were in. Walk
back
up
to
the
that room.
We
go up in here, and we're gonna check this room, and then we're gonna go up here check this place.
Okay.
Office.
All right. Just so that I'm clear, starting in this room here. Starting there, go up these stairs. That leads to, I believe, this room.
Uh huh.
From here, you'll go up these stairs. Into this room where I believe you've already been.
Well, I think these stairs lead to this.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Go in here.
Uh-huh.
Go in here.
Uh-huh.
And go up there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Searching the rooms as we go, obviously.
Duh. Oh, dear.
That's our plan of attack.
And I love how we do all that so everyone out in Radio Land can't tell it anything.
Yes.
All right. we'll just have to wait, I guess.
They'll just have to buy the adventure.
Yeah.
At rpgnow.com. Go through our website.
All of a sudden, Van Halen showed up. Panama!
Musical interlude. And Eunice continues the musical interlude.
We really wish she wouldn't.
Play Freebird!
Oh, no.
Your entertainment sucks, Eric.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
Jeremy had pirate music at his.
You want pirate music at this?
No. I'm sure
you
he try? Could find pirate music.
Okay.
Jeremy. Bad Jeremy.
Pirate music.
He also had Star Wars sounds, too.
What's the Tola soundtrack?
I don't know, but it's probably metal. Deathlock.
Fire.
Deathlock. There we go.
Deathlock.
Guar.
I don't have any guar. Ethan, do you have guar?
God, no. Stuff might make my computer explode. All
right. You guys head up into that little tower.
And that's what we hear?
Yes.
We're like, oh.
We turn around and there's an orchestra sitting there. we're not going anywhere.
All right. You're over in that central tower. So you've just gone up the stairs and you're into the tower.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The floor here in the tower, in the house's central tower, is wooden and the ceiling goes up about 12 feet. Let's see. There's a wooden door to one side. Looks like it has been opened. And you can kind of see a room on the other side where it looks like the also a wooden floor, but there's magic circles and symbols painted pretty much everywhere in there. There's an archway that leads out onto a bridge. And that looks like it's about 10 feet wide and just connects over to another...
Tim, Gwen, what do you make of these circles on the ground? You two are the most...
What's everyone's passive
skilled.
Perception?
Passive is 16.
17.
Passive perception, 20.
18.
Okay. Oh, perception, sorry, 21.
Okay. Hey now.
I thought you said insight.
Yeah, show off.
Show off.
One of these days, you're going to need a healing surge, and I'm going to thumb my nose at you.
All right.
Just get a little bit in front of me, Tom, that's all I want.
But otherwise, it doesn't look like there's anything terribly interesting in this room. Are you actually searching, or are you just kind of glancing
around? Sure, why can't we? We'll search.
Searching.
Why not, huh?
All right, everyone give me a perception check.
Ha ha, you are fools. Says
Eric. I think I'm missing some of
my... You know what? I'm good over here. I'm just going to admire the architecture.
So what happens if it's below my passive?
Then it's below your passive.
Okay. 17.
Okay.
I got a 20.
I'm more like worried trying to figure out what the code is stuck in my arm.
13.
I'm preoccupied with Tim, apparently.
Okay.
So the fact that he has higher than me.
Your perception envy?
Yes. I have perception envy.
All right, well, the only one who kind of notices anything is Sarek. And Sarek, it looks like up...
He points out the big clock that's counting down to doomsday.
No, it looks like there's a little indentation in the wall, just like up really, really close to the ceiling. And it looks like it's made in such a way to be hidden. And you almost missed it. But it looks like there might be something up there. It's not very big.
Do you know
what we're
talking
about?
Maybe 15 and 2 feet
across, maybe.
Okay.
And it's not very tall, as far as you can say. And it's really up close to the ceiling, so it's probably a good... I mean, the ceiling itself is 12 feet high in here, and it's probably like 10, 11 feet up.
Okay. Well, I'll point it out to everybody.
Hmm. Oh.
We're gonna do it.
Boost somebody up there.
Who wants to be boosted?
I will be boosted.
Okay. there are a couple of well, what you've now come to recognize as healing potions. Getting a little shot.
Snag them.
Yoink.
So I don't actually have cards made up for those, so you'll have to point.
If you have cards made up for them.
And how many of them?
Two.
Who wants them? I'm already making three of them, so...
We should spread them out.
Yes, other people should have them.
Oh, and Ren can give me an endurance.
Well, why didn't she hand one to me, then?
So I don't think I have any.
I don't have any either.
You don't have any?
Mm-mm.
Which is con if he doesn't have a skill. He probably doesn't.
No.
Okay. Well, I rolled 20.
Okay. Yeah. And Rend is feeling much better now. He's not. He has some more.
He's not a
flu-like disease.
That's good.
We don't want fever, filth,
and no disease.
Yay.
So there's like runes on the floor and crap?
Actually, there's runes on every available surface in the room you can
okay.
see.
Okay. Religion check?
I got an 18. Depending on what you get, I may be assisting you.
Hmm. I got a 21 on a religion check.
I got 29.
I'll assist
religion.
Her. Okay. Oh, mine's arcana, never mind.
There are... It is absolutely meaningless to those of you who have religion. If you have wish to make a knowledge arcana roll, if you have arcana...
Okay.
So far I've got an 18, so either I'll help her...
I got an 18 as well.
So we can both...
What is it?
What did you get?
Arcana.
21.
So we'll help her.
Okay.
But,
so
24.
All of the symbols in there... 25. They're not actually magical, but they are there to help with... Looks like they're probably there to help with summoning rituals. You get a better idea, you're going to have to go in and look at them.
Summoning rituals, you say?
All right, well, I step in.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. No, we pushed
right, after
him
the, hold on, I got to get Demogorgon out.
We got the beholder right here. Too soon.
Right.
How did we miss that?
I have stealth.
Damn it.
Can I interest you in Amway?
No.
Yes.
Let's just don't tell you when I'm asleep.
All right.
Do you have any clear eyes? I'm fresh out.
When the beholder tries to sell you Amway, you say yes.
Nice.
I am working my way through college.
Got this great pyramid scheme.
All right, you get in there, and yes, there are a couple of magic circles on the floor, and there are symbols painted everywhere. And this is definitely they're definitely used for. Now that you get in here, you can tell they're used for summoning demons, summoning evil power, and dedicating souls to specific purposes.
Fabulous!
Next time she says there's a summoning circle, and I go, ooh, summoning! You should not step into them. I'm going to draw you a picture of what might happen.
Animated everything. Nice.
See the little stick figure that was on fire? That was you.
Oh. I'll keep that in mind.
It's amazing what you
can you guys do anything about getting rid of these circles? Should we just you said they're not magical anymore.
They're not
right?
actually magical, but they're meant to assist in doing these rituals.
Okay. Well, I'd say let's wipe them off.
That would be very difficult. Mm-hmm. It would be doable given time.
Don't whine at me when you push your throat against my leg so hard you can't breathe, okay?
Yeah, Eunice.
Yeah, Eunice, God. Okay. Well, okay.
I say when we get ready to leave, we burn down the house. That'll take care of it.
I thought we were planning on doing that anyway.
Makes it easier.
Let's try going up that ladder.
Yes.
Do you want me to make sure there's nothing up there first?
Send your bird.
Go, bird!
What is your bird's name?
I haven't figured that out yet. You won't tell me.
So you're talking to your bird.
It's a close... It's
I guess.
A tight-lipped bird.
He said hi, I said hi.
One of those magical birds, eh? That is only hangs around guys like you.
He could just be a bird who talks to me.
There is a trap door there, and it is, in fact, open.
Right. Go, bird!
So the bird flies up and is flapping around up there.
Keep going, bird!
How high do you want the bird to go?
20 squares. As high up as he can.
That's 100 feet up.
As high as he can, and right. I'll be looking through his eye.
You have a lovely view of the surrounding area of Tallis. It's really quite nice.
You're too high. Go lower.
You said 20 squares.
That's true. Go lower, bird.
All right.
Wah, 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 wah. Flies back in the hole, hovers next to you.
Let's pick a middle distance this time. Go up as high as there's building.
Okay. You end up.
You still have a 20 intelligence bird.
Above the.
Just because it's smart doesn't mean it's not a smart ass.
Actually, yeah, you end up about 20 feet over where the little landing is, because he flies up to the top, where of the very top tower that he can get to.
Right. Do I see anything? As he's flying up to it, did I see anything?
Yeah. It looks like that top area there, there's a pile of straw where the Redentor, the earthbound demon, has slept.
All right. I will relay that information. There's a shit bed up there.
Well, let's go up and...
I will climb up the ladder. Okay.
I will climb up after her.
There is, in fact, a nasty straw bed up here.
That's told you.
And stinky. Because the demon, that's where it's been sleeping.
Shit bed.
I don't think we want anything that's in there.
There is a stairway that goes up to what looks like a landing, and there's an opening up there.
Get more people up here, I'm thinking, just in case.
Everybody up.
People want to come up here, come up here. Let's search the area where the demon was sleeping and all that. And
you first.
Okay. I've trudged through dead bodies before in my day, so yeah.
Waiters.
Demon waste is probably nothing.
Demon waste. And I had to sleep under a dead guy once.
You did that on purpose?
For 3
Yes.
The first 2 weeks, I didn't realize he was dead.
So, yeah, I will go through the shit pile.
Alright, yeah, there's. Let's see.
Shit? Possibly?
And a gem is faithful.
It was the egg he was sitting on. It cracks open. It's a baby demon. He says hi.
You mean perception?
Perception.
20.
There's all sorts of nastiness and filth in here, but you don't find it.
Okay.
All right, you head up the stairs?
I think we should, yes.
Okay. This is basically a balcony. It's about 65 feet above the ground. And you look into the tower, and it is weird. It looks like there's a bunch of webbing in there, only it is hardened webbing. And
there's aliens up here.
Yeah. That's some secreted
kind of
resin.
It looks like that stuff that you do see in Alien. It's kind of got that nasty, glistening, mucusy kind of look to it.
Right. Send in the bird. Yeah. He doesn't have a name yet.
What do you make of this?
And inside this kind of nasty looking webbing is like bits of clothing, bones of animals, a half eaten bird.
I got a 24 on Arcana.
Okay. This is probably where the Redentor keeps his stuff.
His cat?
It's his closet.
Treasure?
Well, there might be some cool stuff in there. Or the all key might be in there for all we know.
Yep, already searching.
Alright.
I got a 37.
Okay.
Jeez. Wow.
She's like, I see you!
Okay, so about 5 minutes later, Tim comes out, covered in nasty demon excretion webbing.
I'll take care of that. Okay, better.
And
hygiene.
He's grinning and grasping this thing.
I have a thing.
That looks
what
like
is this thing?
that looks like some kind of a pile of flesh with eye holes in it.
I have a pile of flesh and eye holes!
I'm actually excited about that.
What you get?
Creepy.
Oh.
Yeah. Good work, Tim.
Okay. Fascinating. Was there anything else up there?
He starts wearing it as a hat.
An exit up there or anything? Does it go anywhere else? Nope. Okay.
There's possibly. Let me talk to God.
At this point, I would change no hearing to no smelling.
Oh, no, it doesn't smell like anything. It's just bleeding.
There is a ladder, actually, that goes up. Yes. There's a ladder in that room, and to get to it, you're going to have to... Well, at this point, you've cut away a lot of the...
It's just paying on you at this point.
I haven't put it on yet. I'm trying to decide if it's worth it, because that's creepy and gross.
Does it look magical to me? Can I roll Arcana to see?
We've got something we just need to hand over to,
What's not evil? It's gross.
23.
Yeah.
That is definitely magical.
You put that on, you're going off this balcony.
I don't recommend that you put that on, Tim. Unless you feel the need to, since you have a higher passive perception than I do.
That doesn't really help me on, magic, though.
All right. Well, you say there's a ladder going up there, because your little bird, see where it goes?
It goes up to a closed trapdoor.
Yes, but he can't open closed trapdoors.
Oh, well, why not?
His name is Lester.
Lester?
Lester.
Lester the molester? What?
The bird is not going to be Lester the molester.
Lester the molester.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, do we want to continue going up, or do we want to go across to where possibly the cobbled man is?
I think we should go through the entire building. Let's go up.
All right. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. That was so graceful, Kyla. Did you announce more that we're here?
She meant to do that.
Yeah.
As both cats come in, we didn't do anything.
The door opens up to a rooftop, and you are at the highest point. If you leave there, you are at the highest point. The highest point on the house.
Is there anything up there?
There's some like leaves and stuff, but nothing that you can see from where you are.
Okay. Well, I'll climb up and take a look around.
Okay. What's your passive search? Or passive perception?
Passive perception is 19.
You're back. You go up there and you're looking around. It's a pretty nice view from up here, despite all the general creepiness of the place. So it's kind of a nice little spot to hang out. You're kind of looking around and down. It looks like there is a painted... You kind of are looking down over the crenellations, and you notice right down there, there's what looks like a pointed something painted in the side of the house, and looks like a little painted crown.
Perception.
And there are jewels, little garnets, set in the crown, like actual garnets. And they're probably worth about 5 gold each. It looks like they're here.
Gold worth crawling down there.
Well, it's not. You wouldn't have to crawl down anywhere, really. It's actually pretty close to the top. You could probably reach it from where you are. You just need something to pry it out, though.
I've got a dagger.
Probably.
I'll go for it. Let's see if I'll fall off. Right. Throw me off the tower.
You make strength check.
Hmm?
Wait till us decide to do those board games. Their dice are actual.
I rolled a 1, so I got 3.
You can change them. Okay. Yeah, that first one there is stuck pretty good. But there are 7 others. So if you want, you may roll for each of them. You need an 18 or better. strength check to actually get them out.
Nope. Can I see her? Nope.
She seems to be futzing around with
something. Nope. I'm gonna use.
I'll send the bird up there to see what she's doing.
Nope. I rolled like 4 1s.
Okay, sweet.
Okay.
So apparently those gems are stuck in there really good.
Hmm. Oh well.
Little bird flaps up there.
Wah, 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 wah.
Gets uncomfortably close to your face.
Ah!
You see a terrifying close up of Kai's face.
Shy!
Okay! Personal space!
But it looks like Kaya has found something up there. The little glistening garnets and gems are set in the wall up there. There's a painted crown, and there's a garnet.
And
flying cat.
Kaya was up there trying to fight him off, but not having a lot of luck.
Yeah, I can't get him out.
Just seeing that, I got a 21 on Arcana. Does that look like anything that might be dangerous?
No.
Okay.
It's not magical.
Then I'll just let the bird flap around and.
I'll climb back down. Tell people what I found, and then I can get the garnets out.
Anybody have a crowbar?
That's okay.
So that means you don't have a crowbar?
Right. So the cobbled man is where?
We really need to get somebody with a crowbar. Remind me when we're in town, hire somebody with a crowbar.
Can't we just pick him out of the rubble after the place burns?
Harder to find.
Tonel thinks that, well, Tonel doesn't think he knows. He knows that this is where the cobbled man sleeps. And you're actually up one level above this, but the only thing on that level is like the thing that she's standing, so I'm not going
to... Well, we'll come back down, obviously.
Okay, so you come back down.
Well, okay. How do we want to go after this thing?
We need a plan of attack.
Because I'm seeing right now, there's this balcony, which is just up here, that if we go over here and open the door, and basically, if this guy's in here, get him out on this bridge, if people have range
attacks, are you having this discussion? Here.
Before we go down, I would assume. I hope.
We would probably be having it, like, right over here.
Right.
Out in the open.
Okay. Out in the open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
I don't know where else we could do it. In the room with the dark evil summoning circles?
Yes.
Hey, dark evil summoning circles it is.
Come to me.
Yeah. But like, if we had... You see what I'm saying, though?
Mm-hmm.
Is we could have people with ranged stuff up here.
Ha-ha!
And raining death.
Raining death!
While us up-close people, because it's going to be a tight fit on that bridge anyway.
Mm-hmm. Would you like a dead mouse? Would you like a dead mouse?
Where did you get a dead mouse?
No, Tim, I don't want a dead mouse. Thank you.
No, it's for the bird.
I don't know what he has in that bag, but...
It terrifies me.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking...
A human mask.
Obviously, Gwen and Tim, you guys can be up on the balcony.
Yep.
And then me, Kaya, and Sarah can be down there. I don't know where you want to be, Ella.
I don't know if it's... Well, I can shoot at it from range.
I mean, you could be behind us.
Yeah, I can do that too. It's probably better...
I mean, what would be nice, I don't know, is if we could... We don't know what this thing's going to do when we open this door. If it's even there, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see something. Let's see.
I'd say it'd probably be best if you were on the bridge behind us, because then you could still heal us.
Yeah.
Okay, that works for me.
It'd be great if we could get someone behind him.
Well, and can't...
Is there a tower behind him?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want me to be on top of that?
Well, there is that. I'm thinking more melee.
Oh, well, screw that.
Behind him,
you can do that.
Well, and we could have Tim open
the
door.
We can be at opposite sides.
So you guys don't have to be right in front of him.
We can be at opposite ends.
It's true. You could use your
hand.
Disembodied hand to open the door, can't you?
Could do that. Or I could just go to that other tower and somebody else could open the door.
Yeah, we can do opposite towers and no matter where he runs, we can still
do it. Do we know how to get to that other tower?
Can I see it?
Yes.
So yes.
Okay.
I seem to have developed the ability to fly short distances.
How far across
is
it?
There's also a solid wall.
Unless you have to flap your arm.
Well, how far can you do that?
I haven't tried it yet.
But also, if
how many squares away
tower,
is it?
There's a solid wall there that goes up.
I know. Yes. That's why I wanted to be above him.
This is the roof of that.
Though. I wanted to be on top.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think that's what he's thinking. Is he's good. He goes up here.
Right.
To okay. Rain death and destruction down from
Gwen stays over here.
But yeah, still
and then,
up above everyone.
You know, me, Sarek, and you get over here. I don't know if you wanted to try. You're probably the most athletic, acrobatic one of us. To maybe sort of climb on the side there and pop up behind him if he comes out.
Yeah, I can try.
Well, is it 10 squares away?
Eric?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Fine. Whatever. You can make it.
It's
if I wanted to, okay.
10 squares away.
Yeah. You can make it.
Okay, well then I won't fly over there, then I'll do something else.
If it's only 10 squares, as opposed to flying.
You'll just jump because that's so much easier? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to trace an outline of a doorway in midair because it's creepy.
Alright, Sarah, we're going plan right now. We use the term loosely.
Uh-huh.
Gwen up on the balcony. Tim up on top of this tower because he can get himself over there somehow.
We're not going to ask how.
We're not asking
he's
how.
Stepping into his
me and you on the bridge and Kaya climbing on the side here to try to pop up behind him if he comes out.
Okay.
Now,
and with
I'm
going to
stand
behind
you guys.
Now, my only concern is if there's like a doorway up there, because if he shows up on the top, I'm going to scream like a little girl and totally run away. Just telling you that.
That's fine.
Because he's a demon and I'm squishy.
He's not a demon.
Oh, wait. He's a flesh golem.
He's a fleshy dude.
Right.
So, do we want to try this?
Though we could also try to talk to him.
It's true.
He's a flesh.
He's fine. But I'd like for us to be in position for a possible encounter, a possible battle,
yes.
In case he decides talking
before
is not an option.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I think we're good.
So we get in position.
All right.
Yeah.
Place yourself.
Okay. Well, I will. Dimensionally door over there.
Dimensionally door?
Yes.
Yes, he's drawing a door.
And are you going to use your hand to open the door for us?
Do you want me to?
I would like you to.
Okay, yes. I can do that.
That's not all possible. Can you...
Yes. Ren can obviously climb along the side.
Sorry, my hands are just not that long. You probably want me back just to be over here. Yeah, that's probably
you hanging off the side here.
That's not suspicious at all. I'm just doing chin ups.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Tim.
Might knock me off.
Open the door.
I will send down the mage's hand.
Okay.
And it will knock politely. It will knock again.
The door flies open. And there's the cobbled man. The cobbled man looks like some kind of hideous Frankensteinian monster. Let me see if I can find you a good picture, because he actually has three arms.
Rock!
I might have a creature with three arms
what?
Up there.
Three arms?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think he's a foul spawn. No, I never get to use foul spawns for anything.
Okay. So.
Yeah, see? Pretty nice.
Oh, sweet. We'll go ahead. This is what he looks like. He has tubes and crap.
Nice. He's got two heads.
He has two heads.
Yeah, obviously,
two
arms. And obviously, Kaya, you're hanging off there. Hiding. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Ew.
He's a little bit bigger than man-sized. He's still a medium-sized creature, but he's really big.
The other dude just is his butler. Hello.
And he has tubes coming out. Tubes and what looks like
pasty.
Metal. He's got like some kind of crazy metal.
Nice.
Well, it's like he has metal braces on all of his arms, all of his limbs, to help sort of keep them there. And he smells terrible. So you open up the door explodes open, and you're just sort of hit by this wave of stench.
Mm. Well, my mage's hand is probably gone at that point.
And it opens up, and he sees all of you. And his middle arm looks weird. It's like ends in a claw instead of a hand. But it kind of looks like it might have been a hand at one point, where the fingers are all fused and now have become bone-like, and so it's got like this weird three pincer thing going on. And you can see that there is liquid of some form, kind of chunky liquid, flowing through the different tubes in different directions. And to make a perception roll, everyone can see him.
21.
Okay.
I got
11.
I rolled
2.
Okay.
31.
All right. 27.
Anybody who got better than about a 25 can see that, like, inside he's dirty and filthy, and he's wearing these horrible rags. And you can kind of see, like, glimpses of this chain, which looks like a chain for, like, a necklace. And it goes down his shoulder, and when he moves, you can kind of see something moving inside of his shirt, like he's got, like he's wearing an amulet or something like that.
Don't we have half of that? We have half of that.
And he opens up the door, and he bellows. Ah! And he charges. Roll initiative.
That was
interesting.
Nice. He's not being very polite.
I'll go ahead and trigger my battle awareness.
Holy crap, I rolled another one. Here, I have plenty of d20s. Please use one of mine.
Yeah, plus that, yep. Okay.
Maybe we should go get you a dice set.
All right, Kaya.
13.
Without one.
Tim.
15.
Eric.
30. Show off.
Gwen.
15.
Sarek.
25.
Ella.
17.
Battle awareness. Actually, 28. I'm sorry. I misadded. But once per day, I can add 10 to my initiative check after rolling initiative.
What?
Battle awareness. Utility power level 6.
Sweet. I
got 28 without adding 10, so meh. So I cheated, yeah.
Okay.
I've had to correct some of the numbers on here. They're not right.
Hmm?
I had to correct some of the numbers here. They're not
Tim and Gwen, it was the higher
than already.
I have a 16.
There's some of these numbers that didn't add, like, my plus 2s or, like, my speed. According to this, I've got a negative 1 movement.
Sorry, well, added together.
Yeah, just look at whatever your dex
whatever
is.
Speed is.
And my modifier.
This? This?
Ability modifier.
No, just the number.
Modifier.
Just the number.
Just the number itself.
The dexterity.
According to this,
you're also carrying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you've got encumbrance.
You have encumbrance.
I
just
don't need that. That shouldn't.
Mine's a 16.
Okay. Look at your equipment list. You have a ton of stuff. I know that.
But I talked to Eric about it, and he said that
she might have a problem. Eric, did you? Yeah, if it's not a problem, it's not a problem.
And I also thought that because I was proficient in the armor, that I didn't have the armor penalty.
No, you do have the armor penalty. You always have the armor penalty.
It's from weight.
It's from weight.
There's a higher penalty if you, well, at least 3.5, there's a higher penalty if you weren't, if you weren't proficient.
I think it slows your movement down slightly. And
so according to all the equipment you have, you're carrying 185 pounds, which is a heavy load. You have a ritual rule book, you have exalted chainmail, holy magic symbol, backpack, bedroll, flint and steel, two flint and steels, I should say, an empty belt pouch, 100 trail rations.
Or how I have that many of those.
This was on your character sheet.
I don't know how that is, though.
When we get some places, dump
because
it.
Because it was written on the character sheet. So at some point, and it was on the character sheet.
If you want, you can put it in my bag of holding.
That's fine.
This only says 10 trail rations.
They're always heavy.
Whatever.
Can you spell that out? Experience?
No.
I don't think so.
Because the weight that's listed on here is 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't equip the armor for the actual...
No, the armor's...
Oh, no, I meant...
I see what it did. It, put in 10 trail rations, and it did 10 packs of 10 trail rations.
You are like the food priestess.
You're still carrying 95 pounds worth of stuff.
It's still better than 180.
Better than 180, yeah.
Well, because according to this, I'm not, like, I have no movement. I have a negative one movement, which means that I don't know.
95 pounds, what is your movement now?
My will defense wasn't right either. My will defense was sitting at a 19, not a 20.
That should fix it.
We've found some glitches in the database.
Right.
It doesn't add magic items.
Your movement should be 4. 5 minus 1 because of your armor, 4.
Okay, yeah.
Do we keep the same one we had before? Mm-hmm.
This doesn't affect you, is it?
Yeah, but I have a speed of 0. I had it.
Yeah, well, in that...
Your speed should be, I think, base should be 5.
5, right?
Yeah,
that was my movement from last time.
It should be 6.
No, our base is 6.
So she's a smaller person, she's a 6. Recalculator AC should be 20. Fortitude should be 15. Reflex 15. Will 20.
Yeah. I have to fix the Arcana too. There, I've got my Arcana at 11, not 9. Stealth should be 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Thievery should be 5.
Yeah, it said it didn't have, for some reason, it didn't have your race selected correctly. So now it is correct. Sure. We're good. Okay, moving on.
Sorry.
Alright, we good?
I hope so.
Alright. Paperwork makes the world go round. Alright. Top of the round. The Cobbled Man is looking like he's definitely going to charge an attack, but Beric, you get to move first.
We should try to calm him down.
Oh.
We just threw trail rations at him. Apparently I've got a ton of them.
No, we fixed that.
Well, I still have a ton of them, and actually, now that I'm thinking about it, now that I have my basket of tasty goodness, I really don't need the trail rations anymore.
Okay.
Somewhere I should have cake. No, I don't. That's right. Wrong game. Wrong character.
Jeremy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just missing something.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. That's a minor action.
Can I my rock back?
As a minor action, I trigger my war sheath layered plate ability and pull enemies 2 squares closer to me. So, chunk, he is now adjacent to me, rather than in any charging distance. And then I will try to hit him. That's a minor action.
Squaw and the mommy daddy button.
I will use another minor action to enable my defensive stance.
I don't think he has a mommy or dad. Mm-hmm. I think he has a creator. And it was this man.
And then I will try a standard action to do footwork or on him. Does a natural 20 hit him? 20, yes. 30, basically? So that's 18. And high crit adds, what, a D? Adds another one of the weapon dice, right?
I think the weapon dice are different for a high crit weapon. They're like... Take a look.
I don't know what book it's in.
It's in the main book.
Is it? I thought they just critted on a higher thing.
No. You do extra damage.
Weapon properties. High crit. Deals more damage when you score a crit. Critical hit deals the maximum weapon damage and an extra one weapon.
Yeah, same. An extra one weapon die.
So you do max damage plus one weapon die.
So that's 18... 27 points of damage.
Okay.
On him.
Why can't we just be friends?
Would you be friends with somebody who just did 27 points of damage to you? I don't
and,
think so.
And I...
All right, hold on.
We are the ones who attacked him.
We switched
as
places.
As an immediate reaction, he gets a melee basic attack. And it looks like, now that you're up even closer to him, he looks like, in his one hand, in his, like, his left hand, he looks like he has some kind of metal rod literally sticking out of the palm of his hand. And he grasps and swings at you. Does a 24 hit your AC?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I forgot. Also, add another 4 points of damage because of my plus 1 bonus had to be 6 on crits.
Okay.
And then we shift, we switch places, and that's where he is.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Alrighty then. Sarek, you're up.
So at this point, I've got combat advantage on him, right?
Because he is flying.
Yeah.
So, I was hanging out in my tower when I got a knock on the door. I opened the door and I was brutally murdered!
I opened the door and I brutally charged the things opening the door.
I was saying hi. But obviously they don't speak monster.
Yeah.
That poor unfortunate orc. Minding his own business. And then you guys came along. Bastards.
Alright, Sarek, what are you doing?
I'm looking.
That orc could have changed the world.
With all of his orky goodness.
Instead, he's dead. Who's so dead?
Dead
one round. Ella, you want to be thinking about what you're doing because you're next up. Okay. After that will be Tim, Gwen, and then
Tim. Tim summons.
you're familiar with something like that.
That size.
Yes, that size on the map.
Hi, my name is Tim. This is Phil.
Hi.
Hi.
Phil, eat him.
Good. Phil, eat him.
Excellent. Spit all
we'll
those valuable holes in the back holding.
Alright, roll it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
AC 25.
That'll hit him.
Don't forget to add your extra damage for your new feet.
Oh, yeah.
And And I would have marked him, but obviously he's marking him now, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Looks like 21 points of damage.
Okay. You hit him pretty squarely. Now he gets a good one.
So now he's marked by Sarah.
Yeah.
He is, and he's actually going to try to grab you.
Grab me?
Yes. Do grab. Grab is... strength versus reflex. So let's see. This is mighty strength. Pretty freaking high. Say 28, hit your reflex.
Let me check. Yes.
Okay. He grabs you, so you are now grabbed. And now he's spending an action point, and he's throwing you over the edge.
Well, that sucks.
Crap. So now... you land on level 3.
Now...
Well, doesn't he get a...
gets a saving throw.
Save to catch himself?
Sure, give me a save.
This mouth is a lot of damage.
Is it just a 10 or higher?
Yes.
Then he catches himself.
Okay. He throws you off the left side. So you are currently holding on. There.
Hanging next to
Kaya.
Or Kaya.
Hanging next to Kaya.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission. And Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.